You know what? We really have not experienced a crisis in Sangamon County government, a fiscal crisis in Sangamon County government, like you hear about at other levels of government. And so I believe I've served well in that role and would like to apply some of those lessons and skills that I've learned to the role of Mayor of Springfield.
What would be some of those lessons? What would be something that would help you in the role as mayor?
Well, first of all, in Sangamon County government, we have a real culture of fiscal responsibility. I mean, we are very conscious of how we spend taxpayer dollars. And that's something that I believe that, needs to be fostered in the city of Springfield. And as county auditor, I've got a real in-depth experience with that. I mean, we have done some innovative things outside of my office's responsibility that lend itself to fiscal responsibility. And for example, we developed a voluntary severance plan out of my office that allowed employees of Sangamon County to voluntarily say goodbye to their Sangamon County government service. They were able to get a certain amount of dollars based on their years of service with Sangamon County to go and maybe find employment elsewhere or retire. It was purely voluntary. It was not an early retirement program. Any employee could take advantage of it. And when we did that, what we did was we said that you could not fill that vacancy for 6 months if it was necessary to be filled, and then at a salary level of 60% of the previous occupant's salary. We did that voluntary severance program twice. First time, it took about 35 employees to take advantage of it. And the second time, about 40 employees took advantage of it. As a result, bottom line is, because of that program, since 2008, Sangamon County government has saved $10 million, approximately $2 million out of its fiscal budget every year. And so we're very proud of that. That's something that did not fall under the auspices of my office, but we were thinking outside of the box and brought a program to the entirety of Sangamon County government that helped the fiscal responsibility situation overall. I'm not saying that we're completely responsible for that culture of fiscal responsibility in Sangamon County government, but we do play a huge part of it as a team with the other county board members and other county leadership. And it's important that we kind of bring that sense to the city of Springfield.
Let's move to city finances then immediately, and let's talk about those. So what you see with city government and its budget and spending by the mayor and the council, and what changes you'd like to see there?
Well, we need to make sure that we are living within our means, that we keep our tax rates low so that we can enhance or entice people to want to live in Springfield, bring more customers to the city of Springfield so that we have more businesses who are interested in becoming a part of the culture of Springfield that can, you know, take advantage of those customers that are here. Not take advantage of them, but, you know, have them be customers for their businesses. We have to maintain a sound sense of fiscal responsibility in Springfield government so that we can then pass those savings on to our residents and to our citizens so that they'll want to live in Springfield, work in Springfield, raise their families in Springfield. My goal as mayor is to continue the concept of generations of families that are a part of our city. And that can be done because I would like my children to come back to the city of Springfield. I have a 17-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old son. After they enjoy their college experience and learn what they'd like to do, I'd like them to, you know, practice that profession in the city of Springfield. And as mayor, I'm trying to make sure that we would be able to have those offerings and those opportunities for young people to come back. But it all starts with the ability to manage Springfield government and then overall lead in a collaborative and visionary manner the city of Springfield.
And that's something it would seem that Mayor Houston might have the ability to run on in his platform. He can talk about the fact that it has the lowest unemployment right now in any metro area in the state, Springfield. We've seen some retail growth at different parts of Springfield. You're saying there's more that can be done, though?
Absolutely, there's more that can be done. And I bring those same skill sets to the role by virtue of the success that I've experienced in the fiscal arena in Sangamon County government. Again, there's no fiscal crisis in Sangamon County government, and I've been a part of that culture of fiscal responsibility. And I can bring those same skill sets to the role of mayor of Springfield, but then also a buoyant leadership that I believe is necessary to move Springfield forward from the standpoint that we are now. I believe that by virtue of what we see in population numbers, Springfield is not growing as quickly as our surrounding communities in central Illinois. Bloomington-Normal is experiencing a fantastic population growth rate. Champaign-Urbana is experiencing an astounding population growth rate. The city of Springfield's growth rate is minimal and stagnant. We need to help bring some visionary leadership, some motivational leadership that can, you know, bring folks to the city to take advantage of what we offer. And what do we offer? We offer so many aspects of a successful life, and we offer not only cultural things, but we also offer educational opportunities, and we need to market that. We have to have somebody who has some buoyant leadership skills to bring those to the awareness level of future citizens as well as current citizens.
Let's talk also about the city's utility, CWLP. It always comes up in elections. A lot of people have their thoughts about things they'd like to see done differently with CWLP. Do you have any plans there, or anything that really stands out to you?
Well, we need to make sure that CWLP is living within its means so that its rates continue to be attractive. And that has, I use that word attractive because indeed that is something that our city has control over, that other cities may not necessarily have control over, that we can leverage our success with our own utility to help bring additional businesses to the city of Springfield, to help bring more resources to the city of Springfield that our citizens and, or whether you want to call them us citizens or customers, that businesses will be attracted to. So making sure that the CWLP's mission to provide rates or utility services at low rates for ratepayers, that's something that we have to lead and bring a culture of fiscal responsibility to as well.
And we're talking with Paul Palazzolo. He is the Sangamon County Auditor. He's also a candidate for mayor in the upcoming election. Right now, he's one of three candidates who have announced plans to run for next time, and that includes the incumbent mayor, Mike Houston, and also the city treasurer, Jim Langfelder. What was the decision, the deciding factor for you in entering this race? Because I know there was questions for a while of whether or not the incumbent would run for another term. You apparently had made up your mind before that time, before he made his decision. What was it that really, you know, caused you to want to enter this race?
Well, I announced on April 7th of 2014, to note exactly a year before the election in 2015. And the reason I made that choice was because I believe that I bring a sense of commitment to my hometown. I was born and raised here, enjoyed the opportunities that the city provides. My wife was born and raised here. She's a funeral director at Staub Funeral Home, a business that has been here for generations. And obviously, our children were born and raised here. And so I have a sense of responsibility to my hometown. And then I also have a humble confidence in my ability to serve well. I believe that I have the experience, not just from a governmental standpoint, but my community service involvement speaks to an awareness level of the city that a lot of the other candidates may not necessarily bring because of the opportunities that I've had to be a part of, for example, the Salvation Army organization here in Springfield, the Springfield Urban League, the Hoagland Center for the Arts. These are a number of organizations that I have been very immersed in and know what they bring to the city and how they can be culturally part of what this city offers our current residents and future residents. So I have that experience. I have a level of effectiveness that I bring, as I mentioned about serving as county auditor. I've not just served in my role as county auditor. I've kind of brought some new levels of success to the office that have been really kind of outside of the purview of my responsibilities. I talked about the voluntary severance plan, which is just one way. I also helped bring to the county board the idea of developing a workplace safety board that we did get passed by the county board and established, that through its work and my involvement reduced workplace injuries in Sangamon County government by about 30% over the last 3 years. And as a result of that, our premiums have been reduced to our insurance provider for workers' compensation injuries. So that's that kind of out-of-the-box thinking that I have brought to the role. And I've also been transparent in what we've done in Sangamon County government, and it's that kind of transparency that I would bring to the role of Mayor of Springfield. I was the first county auditor in the history of Sangamon County to put all of the county checks that are written by the county treasurer online so that a citizen, any time of the day or night, can look on our Sangamon County website and see where we are spending their tax dollars. I was responsible for putting that on the Sangamon County's website, as well as all of the audits for which I have been responsible for since 2002. Online for any citizen to see any time of the day or night. So I'm all about transparency. I'm all about fiscal responsibility, and I'm about bringing those things to the role. And that's why I wanted to get into the race, because I bring, a sense of responsibility to my hometown and a sense of effectiveness and experience that would help in the role.
Now, of course, Mayor Houston had indicated before he would only serve one term. Do you think that's an issue in this race, that he's now changed his mind?
Well, I don't know if it's an issue in the race, but it does display a sense of what we may see some additional levels of stress on the city council by virtue of what some might feel is a lack of collaboration and a lack of trust on the city council. There's an old axiom that's in a book that I read called The Speed of Trust by Stephen Covey, and it's got a theorem in it that when the trust level goes down, costs go up. And we can see that there's not been a lot of collaboration on the city council recently with, for example, the inspector general idea that's being offered. That's going to cost some dollars. There's already, a study that's engaged right now to the tune of $80,000. And it potentially, if that office is enacted, that's going to have to be staffed and, supplies and resourced. That's going to cost some dollars. Why did that inspector general idea come up? All by virtue of the Shredgate situation that we experienced within the last 2 to 3 years under Mike Houston's watch. I believe that by saying that he wasn't going to run, there were a lot of folks that perhaps selected him as their choice because they felt that was a pledge, a condition that attracted them to his candidacy, and they voted for him. And now he's changed his mind. Well, everybody has the right to change their mind. It is a free country. But I also revert back to, as kind of a student of history, Theodore Roosevelt, great president, has his face on Mount Rushmore by virtue of being a great president. In the early 1900s, 1904 roughly, he said that he would keep with the voluntary tradition of only serving 2 terms as president of the United States. He hated that pledge because he loved being president. As I mentioned before, he was a great president, but he kept his word. He kept himself to the promise that he made to the voting public that he would only serve 2 terms in the George Washington tradition. And it's that kind of nobility in public service that I think needs to come back to the arena of political service, and perhaps we need to start here in the city of Springfield.
We talked about some of the issues, but is there anything that stands out to you more than anything else that really voters need to be paying attention to during this campaign?
One thing that needs to stand out, actually 2 things. One, we still need to stay on a track of fiscal responsibility, and I bring that sense of fiscal responsibility and a successful track record with that from my service in Sangamon County government. But along with that, we need to move the city forward with collaborative leadership. We need to move the city forward with leadership with vision and integrity. And we need to move the city forward with leadership that brings more people to the table and is buoyant and visionary. I believe that I have those leadership skills that can move us forward. I have publicly been on record as to the idea of casting a vision of Springfield's population. If indeed we can use population as a measure of growth and strength, currently we're at approximately 117,000 citizens. I've said that perhaps we need to cast a vision and aim for a goal of having 124,000 citizens by the year 2020. That's a modest but aggressive, realistic but aggressive 6% increase. And I believe that with casting that vision, we can make some plans to work toward that goal. If we don't have a goal, a vision of where we can be in the city of Springfield, then we'll continue to be stagnant. Our slogan for our campaign is, Believe in Springfield. And with that effort, with those words, perhaps we can get people in our city to feel positive again about what we can do as the capital city and move us forward to where we need to be.